Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Fryer Ben's Easy Ash Wednesday. We'll get to him in just a moment. This is Nick in New Jersey. I think I might know who this is. Nick, how are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Pretty well. So what's on your mind?
So I wanted to tell you about my 5 minutes of fame.
Nick. Okay, yeah. What were your 5 minutes of fame, Nick?
Well, I was actually on that show, Ridiculousness?
Yes.
So this was back in my college days.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of those like Power Wheels Barbie vans.
Power Wheels, yeah, like one of those Jeeps.
Yeah, like a Power Wheels, like one of those plastic, like battery-powered.
Yes.
Barbecue, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a few too many drinks and decided to take it down the stairs.
Okay, so you were not a kid, you're an adult, and you take the Power Wheels down the stairs while drunk.
Correct. I was about 19 at the time.
Okay, so you guys got it all recorded too.
I do, yes. So and my buddy sent it over. It was actually on two shows. I was on True TV also, and I don't know.
Do they pay you for those bits of material that you send in?
My buddy never actually gave me any of the money, and he never told me how much it was. It was all compensation.
How very Jersey of him. Is that available?
Yeah, no,
like,
right?
If you search it, will we be able to find Power Wheels down the stairs?
I can send it to you if you guys want. Actually.
Yeah, just send a link or send it. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want. Hey, thanks for listening. In New Jersey. Sorry, I can't talk either. Thank you, man.
It's all good, buddy.
All right, buddy. 800-785-1073. Well, it is Ash Wednesday. Lent has begun. The fasting, the prayer, the almsgiving. It is it's the time of year as we prepare for the resurrection of Christ. Commemorate the resurrection of Christ. So much goes into this big, gigantic day. In the season of Lent, I'm committing to giving up sugar and committing to one volunteer act a week during Lent. So I'm taking something up. I'm giving up wasting my time and using it for something that may actually assist someone. Huh? Is the juice worth the squeezer?
For me personally, I don't think so.
No.
But if it's for you, sure.
Okay. Fryer Ben's Easy Ash Wednesday is out on the street as we bring him in. Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Okay.
As good as I can be.
I don't believe you. It sounds like you're filled with trepidation as you're out on
the
roast.
That's the exact word I would use.
Yeah. Down on Monroe Center in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids.
Yeah. Yeah, and the only person that's out here right now is Gravy.
Okay. So, hey, you're dressed like a fryer. Kind of a gray day as we begin Lent, and you're dressed up as a fryer. That was the best we could do to make you resemble some type of religious person. That's an old Halloween costume. So you're dressed completely in brown. I just posted a video to the Facebook page of you getting in your gear, complete with the bald man skull cap, which which basically shows you in about 15 years. You would agree?
Yes, I agree.
Or 15 minutes.
Now, 15 years if I'm lucky.
Can you describe the container full of ashes for everybody, Ben?
Well, it's the worst bit of ashes I've ever seen. It's just full of hair. I'm basically just pasting a bunch of hair to somebody's forehead when I use this.
The extent of the preparation was like this. I got some Bounty paper towel and went in my garage.
That's what that is? It's paper towels?
Yeah. I lit them up.
Yep. I can tell now.
I lit them on fire, and the cat's looking at me like, why are you filling my home full of smoke? And then I let it burn down, and then I got a broom. I swept it up off the floor and put it in that Tupperware. So everything that's on the floor of my garage, as well as the ashes, is now in your possession for you to wipe onto people's foreheads on Monroe Center.
Yeah, I feel really bad about that.
Has anyone walked by yet and given you a look?
Before we started this bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, Ben, as true to form and all these things, we're going to need you to interact with some of the fine folks.
Two people, and they both work here.
That's a great start.
That can't be. There's no way. It's like 8:50. There, people should be all over the place.
Nope, there's definitely not.
All right, well, just walk, Ben. Just walk.
Heading away.
Just walk like you're a fire.
All right, I've got the first person.
Okay, go ahead. Do your thing. And when you go up to them, say, believe in the gospel and know that Eric Zane is fat, and then put the cross on their forehead.
How's it going, sir? Did you know it's Ash Wednesday today?
I did. I'm a Catholic.
Oh, are you going to church today?
No, I'm not.
Do you want to get some ashes right now? No. Are you sure?
Yeah, you don't look like a priest.
Tell him you're Friar Ben.
I'm Friar Ben. He wanted no part of that.
All right, yeah. The goal here is to get at least one. I can't believe the first guy we get is a Catholic, and he won't even take part in this.
Yeah, everybody's got headphones in.
Yeah, that's okay. That's even better. If you could, when you identify yourself, say, hey, I'm Friar Ben from the Eric Zane Show, maybe that'll break the ice. And, you know, and that this is easy Ash Wednesday.
All right.
Should have sprayed him with holy water.
All right.
We don't have any, so Ben just spit on him instead. No, don't do that.
This is the worst place to do this because I keep going across the street.
You mean downtown Grand Rapids is the worst place to do this?
I'm just saying out in front of the building.
Well, all right. But look, I want you to say to the next person, trust in Jesus, and then say, you can't spell Blashill without Ash, so you are now Jeff Blashill.
I'm Friar Jeff Blashill?
No. What I want you to say to them is you can't spell Blashill without Ash, and while you're making the sign of the cross, say, you are now Jeff Blashill.
Oh, okay.
And throw in a trust in Jesus at some point in there. You got to keep
going. I'm Friar Ben. Do you know it's Ash Wednesday? Dude, people want no part of that.
I know. It's going to be a tough sell. There's probably... Ben, I don't mean a big time yet, but drop in Friar Ben from the Eric Zane Show. It might break the ice.
it's going to help us.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't want a big time you, but drop his name in
there. I want you to do it because they might say, oh, okay, yeah, I listen.
Do you know who I am?
Exactly. That's exactly what I want.
How's it going, sir? Did you know it's Ash Wednesday?
Sure.
People just keep flying by. Nobody wants any part of this.
Well, Ben, I think your approach is wrong. With the question of, do you know it's Ash Wednesday? Say, I want you to go up.
It's Ash Wednesday.
Say, it's Ash Wednesday, and it's time for you to get your ashes. Come here, my son. That's what you need to do. You can't keep doing the same dumb line.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too.
say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right.
Now, Ben is all dressed like a friar right now, complete with the Scully and the bald head.
Hey, folks. Pretty good. It's Ash Wednesday. You guys Catholic?
No, sir.
Do you want ashes?
No, sir.
You see.
Sure? You don't want to get blessed by a friar?
No, I love that.
All right.
Okay. Now, Ben.
No, I'm all set.
Ben, you're asking too many questions. I went through this with Doan. You got to just go up to them and say, sir, it's Ash Wednesday. I need your head. And that's all you do. And just ask.
I need your head.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I want to grasp.
Say, lean
head.
In here. I'm going to give you your ashes. Quit asking them. Just tell them what you're going to do. You'll have a much better time, I promise.
All right, I've got an old man coming my way,
yes,
who doesn't seem like it'll be easy for him to get away.
Yes, you go up to him and say, sir, it's Ash Wednesday, bring it in here, it's time to give you some ashes and love. Give me your head.
How are we looking on time?
No, don't worry about
the time. We got the time. You just do your thing.
Since when have you cared about the time?
Yeah, he's trying to like end the bit. Get in there.
Oh, boy. All right.
Okay, do it. Come on. Everybody's waiting. Is the old guy coming?
It's Ash Wednesday, sir. Can I bless you?
Oh, God.
No, thank you.
Julius, what did you do?
How's it going? It's Ash Wednesday. You want to get blessed?
Yeah, I'm Catholic.
Oh, you are?
I didn't even realize.
Yeah, this is Friar Ben's Easy Ass Wednesday.
Filming
this? It's a way for you to, you can avoid going to church, but still get blessed.
Is he filming this?
Yes. He is.
Okay, your thing.
Here we go.
Do your thing, Ben. Put the ashes on his forehead.
Is this some kind of joke or something?
No, this is serious.
All right.
Yeah.
About
in
to
the
get
name
his...
of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and remember that Eric Zane is fat.
Yep, it's a joke, man.
All right. Yep, thank you.
How funny would it have been if he would have just pounded him?
Was that maybe one of our less fortunate citizens, Ben?
Yeah, and he's pissed.
He's pissed?
Yeah, he's pissed. He says it's a joke, and he's pissed.
Okay.
Oh, he can go pound sand.
Well, tell him that it's going to be okay and that the juice was definitely worth the squeeze.
All right.
Now, this next guy, Ben, when you go up to him, say, hey, don't even ask a question. If you ask a question, it's going to go poorly. You got to just go up and say, it's time for your ashes, sir. Bring it in.
All right. What am I supposed to say when I'm given the ashes again?
Okay, this time I want you to say, repent. The emerald ash borer is unstoppable.
The emerald. Dude, this is too much for me to remember.
It's six words, Ben.
The emerald ash borer is...
Okay,
what?
How about this? Even Jesus thinks Julius is a pain in the ash.
Hey, sir. Time to get blessed. It's Ash Wednesday, and it's time to get blessed.
I'd be terrified if somebody came up to me, time to get blessed. I imagine they'd be pulling like a knife out.
Yeah, how'd that go, Ben?
All right. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And just remember that even Julius is a pain in the ash. All right.
Almost got it.
Yeah,
almost
not bad. Ben, you are making so much progress.
Having fun today? Oh, having lots of fun.
Okay. So everything cool? You're not like...
Yeah.
Okay, no one's accosting you.
No.
Okay.
You want me to ask this guy any questions?
No. Just send him on his way.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Have a good Ash Wednesday.
Now, in this next one, I want you to say, with great power comes great responsibility. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Okay. Do the same thing you've been doing.
I feel weird saying in the name of the Father and the Son. Stuff.
Just say. You added that. I didn't want you to say that.
I feel like this is all blasphemous.
It is completely with you at the helm. I didn't tell you to say in the name of the Father, and I told you to just say nobody puts baby in a corner.
I need to go to confession after this.
Probably. All right.
All right. Yeah, we just have the lady that does the trash.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. She's lovely. I love her. Okay.
Yeah, she's really nice.
Yeah, I know it. She is, too.
She liked my rose from Valentine's Day.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is great.
Connor, what am I saying?
With great
nobody puts baby in the corner?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. this is Friar Ben's Easy Ash Wednesday. He's dressed up like a friar walking around downtown.
He's trying to keep the hair out of here.
There's
so much hair.
I burned a bunch of paper towel in the floor of my garage and then swept it up. So there's tons of dog and cat hair in the mix. Okay.
All right.
Do it. And then that'll all be right. It. But you got to do it.
Hey, ma'am. It's Ash Wednesday.
You call her mom?
No, ma'am. And I would like to bless you. No, thanks.
Aww.
Are you sure? All right.
Oh, my God.
That's a shame.
Yeah, right. Well, I look like a creep.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly.
What's the landscape like there, Ben? And don't tell me bushes. Just say, is there any other people?
People with bushes. All right. A guy that looks like Ron Van Timmeren across the street.
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't know.
Ben.
I mean, I'd like to end on another high note. Wouldn't
yeah,
you?
I know. I get you.
But I'm scared that if we do it, it'll be a stinker again. You know. What do you think? What's your thoughts?
I feel like we should have ended on the last game.
All right. Yeah. Probably. Live and learn. All right, Ben. We've got the footage of this. Connor's videoing the whole thing. We'll have it available at WBBL.com. Ben's already been informed that I'm making him build the video. Probably hates that.
Yeah, it's dead out here.
All right, Ben. Come on back.
All right.
Thank you, buddy. That is Friar Ben's Easy Ash Wednesday. In all seriousness, Catholics should get to Mass today, or at least ash distribution. None of this was legit. Ben is not a priest.
As far as we know.
Coming up next, we've got another Eric Zane Show must-hear moment. You remember the story yesterday we did late in the show? Darren Cunningham, Fox 17 problem solvers?
Yes.
With the contractor in the Kalamazoo area. The person in Kentwood just wanted their money back because the guy, it appears, cashed the check and had no intention of doing the work, according to the information we had in the story. Well, I think in one of the quickest turns of events, there's resolution, and we'll cover that next. Jesus.